and a career. Generations of Malones have proven that there is nothing we can't accomplish. Malone protects people and your things that matter most.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with two K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts, with two K's in the name. We look forward to a 2019 season.
This is my friend Barry.
Hi.
Unlimited data, Barry?
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of the man's fur.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
This isn't that far.
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were nine in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quit in us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us. It's our passion. We were bred to do this.
Friday night, Under the Lights, here on Mississippi Public Broadcasting statewide and online at Funnel.com. Thanks for joining us on week three of the regular season here in high school football in the state of Mississippi. We invite you to give us a call, report your scores, tell us a little bit about how your team did tonight. 601-401-6867 is the number. That's 601-401-6867. We're going to run through some more scores here in just a few moments, but before we do that, we want to welcome to the show Ricky Neves, the Executive Director of the Mississippi High School Activities Association. Ricky, thanks so much for joining us here on Friday Night Under the Lights. Welcome.
Well, yes, it's great to be here. I just told someone it's great to be having football games on Friday night this time of year.
I know. I know you're just excited to just talk about some football, and we're going to talk about some football with you, but I've got to ask you maybe some questions that I know that you've been asked by so many people over the last several months, things like COVID protocol and things like that. But just in from your perspective as the executive director of the state association.
just a little bit about, if you will, the move back to Jackson, why that move was made, and what it means to have the championship games in the capital city.
Well, it means a lot to the capital city and to our schools to come to the capital city to play. We moved back because we had played two times at State, two times at Ole Miss, and two times at Southern. So we wanted to even things back up. And then also because of COVID last year, wasn't sure that the college campuses were going to allow us on site on their campuses. So we got with the Memorial Stadium and Jackson State, and we reached an agreement with them and came back to Jackson, and we had a great championship there. Had great games, and the facility played well. And at that time, as soon as that was over, we decided to come back and make it 2 years in a row there, and then we'll look to the future and see if maybe we keep it here or go back on some other kind of rotation basis.
It seemed like that going to different parts of the state maybe provided some exposure on different levels for a lot of teams that they maybe hadn't gotten in the past. Did you find that to be the case?
I found that to be the exact case. It gave some of our schools an opportunity to go. Some of our kids had never been to Southern or State or Ole Miss, and we got to visit those campuses. And then for the casual football fan in those areas, they could go watch state championship games instead of driving 150 or 200 miles to Jackson. So it really opened up our state statewide to exposure for all of our high schools, and I just thought it was a great experience for our schools and for our kids. And then I think our colleges, our universities did a great job of taking advantage of it, of having all those people on their campus and showcasing them also.
Yeah, you know, one of the things when I remember when the move was first made, I think my initial thought was this might help the kind of talent drain that we have unfortunately seen in the state of Mississippi with some of our best high school players going to play ball, the college ball, out of state. If they could just maybe go play a game at Mississippi State or Ole Miss or Southern, and of course playing at Jackson State all those years as well, it gives them a little taste of, hey, here's big time college ball in Mississippi, and I'm going to seriously consider doing that. So I applaud that move for sure.
Yeah, we have big time college football right here in our own backyard, and most of our facilities are second to none, and it has been great, and not only for the recruited athletes, but think about the band students and the cheerleaders that get to experience that, and they stand in there and say, well, I think I'd like to go to school here. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a win-win for everyone involved.
Well, Ms. Neese, we thank you so much for taking time to join us here tonight, and congratulations on a good start to the season. You said 8 cancellations due to COVID tonight, that was all?
That's all.
That's a good number. Getting the single digits, and hopefully we can stay there for the rest of the season. Again, congratulations on a good start to the season. We wish you and all of your staff and all of our coaches throughout the association the best of luck this year. Thanks for your time.
Yes, sir. Thank you. And thank you for what you do in helping us promote these young men and women.
You bet. Our pleasure. Ricky Naves, the Executive Director of the Mississippi High School Activities Association, joining us here tonight on Friday night Under the Lights. We've got just a couple of minutes before we go to a break. George, you got any more scores you want to report to us?
Yeah, actually quite a few. Okay. We've got an update on a good bit, and we'll just give you some now. We'll give you some after the next break. But Alcorn Central shut out Thrasher tonight by the score of 54-0. It was Caledonia over Amory, 30-18. Sumrall beat Bay High by the score of 41-14. We've mentioned this one before, but Madison Central defeated Brandon tonight 42-19. North Pontotoc over Charleston 18-12 was the final there. It was Lake Cormorant beating DeSoto Central 32-15. Eupora beat French Camp 21-12. Gaucher, I think Kerry mentioned this one a little bit earlier, but Gaucher outscored Pascagoula tonight 52-41. It was George County over Greene County 42-7. Grenada beat Pontotoc 24-19. Harrison Central beat Morton 35-18. We have Hancock over Van Cleve 20-10. Ripley shut out Holly Springs 62-0. And of course, you know, Kerry mentioned this also. Picayune will play Jefferson Davis County. That's a 5A playing a 3A, but a very good and well-recognized 3A school in Jefferson Davis County. They play in Picayune tomorrow on Saturday. Lafayette tonight defeated Horn Lake 38-7. It was Lake beating Sebastopol 39-9. Lawrence County over Lumberton 12-6. Lewisburg over Byhalia 45-14. Hamilton shut out McAdams 45-0. I've got a series of shutouts here. Mendenhall shut out McGee 31-0. East Webster 13-6 over Nanawaya. Meridian won tonight. They beat Northeast Lauderdale 49-21. Neshoba Central beat West Lauderdale 21-14. Northside beat McEvans, and McEvans High School was formerly known as Shaw High School, but it was Northside over McEvans 20-12. Clinton over Northwest Rankin 32-7. West Lowndes beat Okolona 28-12. Purvis over Leake Central 53-20. Florence over Richland 33-27. That's a kind of a Rankin County matchup there. St. Stanislaus over Long Beach 35-25. And let's see, let me give you a couple more. Columbus over South Haven 10-6. West Harrison beat Southeast Lauderdale 42-6. And we'll have more after the break.
And we'll have your calls as well, 601-401-6867, 601-401-6867. Call us with your scores and reports on your game tonight. You're listening to Friday Night Under the Lights statewide on Mississippi Public Broadcasting and at Fennuttle.com. And we'll take a time out. Be back in just a moment.
Embracing technology, empowering people, striving to be better than yesterday. Malone Roofing Services and Friday Night Under the Lights have been impacting Mississippi for decades with the skill and dedication that has developed lasting relationships in our respective fields. For roofing, metal walls, and maintenance, Malone Roofing Services has you covered. Find out more on social media and at ecmalone.com. Look for great football. It's Friday Night Under the Lights.
Hey guys, this is my friend Barry.
Hi. Unlimited data, Barry?
Ring number one in customer service by J.D. Power, Barry.
Let me take your coat, you little award winner, you.
Actually, that's my fur. Oh, be careful of the man's fur.
Malones are competitive people. Come from a deep line with my father. There were 9 in his family, and they had to fight for everything they had.
My dad didn't allow us to have any quitting us. I mean, everything we did, we pushed hard. This isn't a job to us, it's our passion. We were bred to do this.
You know I'd love to be there. It's just super far.
Isn't that far?
We have unlimited data. We can chat all we want. I'm comfy.
But it's like 10 feet.
Like I said, super far.
Support for today's football game coverage has been made possible by Credit Concepts. Credit Concepts with 2 K's in the name. Hi, I'm Russ Robinson, and we want to thank Credit Concepts for supporting Friday Night Under the Lights all year long, and especially today's football game. The Bernard Blackwell All-Star Football Game, featuring players from the north and the south of Mississippi. Thank you, Credit Concepts with 2 K's in the name.
We look forward to a 2019 season. Friday night under the lights here on Mississippi Public Broadcasting statewide and at Fennuttle.com. I'm Reed Vance along with George Broadstreet tonight. Thanks for joining us. We'd love to hear from you. 601-401-6867. 601-401-6867. We'll do a run through of scores again before we leave the hour. And we've got another good hour coming up at 11 o'clock. J.J. Plummer, the head coach at Richland High School, is going to join us to talk about the Richland football program. And we're actually going to talk about the Richland-Florence game here in just a few moments. Also in the second hour, Greg Flynn at Pearl High School will be joining us to talk about the Pirates and their big win tonight. And we'd love to hear from you at 601-401-6867. We're going to go to the phones now. Eric Smith joins us now. Eric, who was at the Richland-Florence game tonight. So, Eric, tell us a little bit about the game.
Richland High School is going to join us and talk about the Richland football program. And we're going to talk about the Richland-Florence game here in just a few moments. Also, the second hour, Greg Flynn at Pearl High School
I'm hearing myself in my headphones, and I know the horror that everybody else must hear when they listen to me all the time. I think it is. Hey, Eric, if you're listening to the radio, turn your radio down. That may be about it.
Man, let me tell you, it was nerve-wracking. We've been trying to get a hold of them boys for 16 years. We haven't won 16 years. Looked like it was a little hope tonight. End of the first quarter, it was 10-7. Richland with the lead.
Keep going, man. You're on. Turn your radio down for us. That'll help.
Can you hear me now?
I got you, buddy. Keep going. Okay, I think I tell you what, Eric, we'll try to get back to you a little bit later on. I think there's a little bit of a delay issue on his phone, so
I'm not having a good service.
That's okay, no big deal. We'll get back with you soon, okay? So we'll let Eric go for now, and we'll try to get back with him just a little bit longer. You know, that's the way it is sometimes, late night on a Friday night, depending on where you are, you may not get the best service. But we'll try to get back with Eric and talk about that Richland-Florence game. But again, we'll have J.J. Plummer of Richland High School with us in the second hour, the 11 o'clock hour, coming up tonight. So I feel your pain, man. Eric, I've been there in the past. Don't worry about it. And we'll hope to get back with you soon. We appreciate you calling in. If you would like to join us, 601-401-6867 is the number, 601-401-6867. We do have Harold on the line with us from Hattiesburg. And Harold, you with us?
I'm
with you. How y'all guys doing tonight?
We're doing all right. We're doing fine. Harold, how are you doing? And tell us about your game tonight.
I'm reporting a game from Pelham tonight. This is a young ball club, guys. They played Hattiesburg last week in a good ball game. But you were talking about the teams from the coast. The Albertville's another one. The Warriors of the Albertville looked real strong. And Pelham put up a fight, but they lost 48-26. And it was, you know, this is a young squad. This is a young squad in Pelham this year.
Mm-hmm. So the loss tonight for Pelham. So what's up next week for Pelham High School?
We get a group over in Marion County called the Columbia Wildcats.
Okay.
And I don't know how they did tonight against their rival. I think they had a game with East Marion, or I don't know if that was one of the games that was canceled or something. But, you know, and I wanted to comment about something. What Mr. Rick said about the cases of just 8 ball games being canceled tonight, that is a blessing.
Yeah.
I mean, in the right path, you know, everybody keeps doing what they're told. I think we're going to be back to where we're going to have a lot more games reported in when it's said and done.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Hey, Harold, give us that score again, because the score I had earlier was, well, I had the Iberville 1, but the score was a little different. What was the final there?
We had it, I had it down as 40, the Iberville beating us 48-26.
Okay, all right, thank you.
Y'all must have got something else, but
it must have been.
We had it as 48-26.
Okay, I think we had a score.
And this must have been the Iberville's first ball game or their second ball game of the season. But
that was their second.
You know, like y'all said about. Okay, you know, you were talking about, and this was fantastic. We were supposed to play Brookhaven, and they come up and postpone, and like they said, it was something that we picked up to play. The Iberville. I think they had the Iberville or St. Mark to play. So we got to play the Iberville here. And that was, you know, that's just like Mr. Rex said, that's fantastic. If you lose something and you've got a team that wants to play a ball game, then I think you'll get them.
Yep.
If you can get the traveling guys, it's just going to be an interesting season to see what happens. But we've got Columbia next week in Columbia. So, and like y'all said, the Coast teams must have it made, because I'm telling you, to see Harrison Central beat Morton, Hancock win, Ocean Springs beats Hattiesburg, Biloxi gets beat, but hey, don't count the Biloxi Indians out. I'm telling you, if the Coast, and then Van Cleve, East Central, all of us on the Coast. You know, it's just amazing how it is, and you know, it's a good thing. And I like the situation of us going back to Jackson. I mean, I would have loved to see maybe going to State or Ole Miss or Southern, but hey. Going back to Memorial Stadium in Jackson, that is a beautiful stadium.
Sure.
Up there.
Something special about it, isn't it?
It's not. Don't call it. I don't want to say it's old, but
it's got character.
You know.
It's got character.
It's got character.
It's got charm. That's right. Absolutely. Hey, Harold, thanks so much for giving us a call tonight.
It's been some good ball games there.
You bet.
All right, my man. We'll talk to y'all next week about the Columbia Wildcats.
Will do. Thanks, right. Harold. Appreciate your time here tonight.
Hi, guys.
You bet. Yeah, it's Memorial Stadium. Of course, George, we probably remember that stadium was built, and it was just the stands on either side.
Yeah.
And then they closed it on one end, and they've done stuff to it over the years.
I can't remember. I really don't remember when that was first constructed. I mean, I went to a ton of games growing up in the 60s and 70s when it was set about 42,000,
right.
And there was a side on each, and there was some like bleachers down in one end zone. And then, of course, they, you know, when they finally closed it
made
in, made a horseshoe out of it in about 62,000. That was about the time the schools finally figured out, you know what, we could play at home.
Yeah.
And then the whole thing, the whole dynamic changed, and all the schools started playing at their home stadiums, which they did, but they only played two or three, but they could make a whole lot more money playing at home, and that's what they did. But anyway. Well, and, we got Josh West on the phone. We got enough time to squeeze him in here?
Sure, if he's there. Josh, you there? I got about a minute. You want to talk to us now, or do you wait till after the break, Josh?
Thank you, man.
Josh with us? Josh, you there?
Stop.
All right, we don't have Josh. We'll see if we hold on to him
and try to get
to him after the break, and we'll see if we get Josh West on to talk about Tri-County Academy.
The one had a big win tonight.
Yes, they did.
They beat Central Holmes, and they're like 3-0 now, so they're off to a good start.
601-401-6867 is the number, 601-401-6867. Again, in the next hour, we'll talk with Josh West, see if he can hang on the line. We'll talk Tri-County Academy, try to get him on maybe right after the break. And then J.J. Plummer from Richland High School, their head coach, is going to give us a call. Greg Flynn will talk about Pearl Pirate football coming up in the second hour as well. Plus, eight-man football report from Joel Norris here at the Mississippi Association of Coaches building, which is where we are in Clinton. And we're live statewide on Mississippi Public Broadcasting. 601-401-6867 is the number, 601-401-6867. We would love to hear from you. And, of course, we'll be back after the break for our second hour. We'll run down some scores and repeat some scores that we had earlier. Maybe you haven't heard them. You've been out and about. And just get into the car or the truck, headed back home from your game, and we'll keep you up to date on those scores. Week 3 of high school football here in the state of Mississippi. And not everybody played tonight, but not nearly as many cancellations as we've had last week.
Yeah, I'll hold this.
Oh, you got a special score.
Yeah, I got a little story.
All right, good deal. All right, more Friday Night Under the Lights on Mississippi Public Broadcasting at Fanuddle.com in just a moment.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career.
In just a moment.
I started at 23 with nothing but me. And I believe roofing should be a profession and a career.
tonight. We were up 41-0 with just over 5 minutes to go in the first half.